Welcome to the 73 Dream Studios Variety Show.
What's up, everyone? It has been a long time since I've done a Casually Filthy. Now, in lieu of having guests on, this is going to act as a more personal audio log. I'm going to be looking back at the last year and talking about how I want to grow in the next year and the goals I've set for myself. I'm hoping to continue the trend of having honest, open conversations through this show, and hopefully it can reach someone who may need it. So with that said, let's take a look at the year that was 2021. 2021 was pretty wild. I guess to start with the cons, I lost my home. In a way, I lost a large portion of my independence. We joke about it a lot on the show and how I have new neighbors, but the reality of the situation is that the coronavirus had the unforeseen consequences impacting both the renters and housing markets. From my research during my two-month eviction process, I've learned that by myself, I made too much money to qualify for Section 8 or subsidized housing. Despite that, even with my partner Cicely's assistance, we didn't qualify for the outrageous demands of our building's new owners. After going through the reapplication process, we were told that we did not have enough credit history, and that between both our incomes, while we were able to provide double the overpriced rent, we could not make triple the rent. We were able to pull out a storage unit and moved all of our belongings there. I moved back in with my parents after being on my own for over 6 years. Cicely lives on campus while she studies theater arts and stays between her family and mine between semesters. So 2021 was effectively the year I lost my home, my independence, and had to accept the fact that I could no longer provide for myself and my partner. Add to that list of health issues I had discovered. No worries, my voice is presently at no risk, and I found myself lacking hope for a lot of this year, as I'm sure many of you have yourselves. But now to look at the pros. For one, I continue to be out there as a polyamorous individual, and I've gone to see polyamory be put on display with celebrities talking about it on Red Table Talk, shout out to Willow Smith, and seeing representation with characters in television shows and video games, such as Gossip Girl and even Ghost of Tsushima. It's a step in the right direction, and despite not being met with returned feelings, I finally felt safe enough in myself and my relationship to reach out to someone whom I've had feelings for. This is something I never thought was possible after coming out as poly, but with the assurance and love of my partner, it was an avenue worth exploring. I've gone to explore myself and my own attractions, as it becomes more acceptable that sexual identity and orientation are more of a spectrum than just black and white or left and right. I've seen professional growth, finally leaving a toxic work environment for a different field, and I'm currently learning every day both on the topic the field covers and of what it's like to work in a workplace environment that's built off of teamwork and respect. I've managed to finally commit to a personal passion project in this podcast. When I realized that I kept this show going for a full year, I couldn't believe it. I even have more ideas of how this show can grow in the future. I finally got to make my dream a reality when I managed to be a ring announcer for Impulse Pro Wrestling, and am currently keeping involved with the business both as an analyst and an announcer. And who knows, maybe one day I'll be able to fully commit to training and get in between the ropes with less formal wear. With that said, I'm now going to look ahead to 2022 and set goals for myself to accomplish. I usually set a list of 10 reachable goals, but I always have bigger goals in the back of my mind. To start with the reachable ones, of course, I want to be able to maintain this podcast throughout the last year plus I've had, some sharp highs and lows with the show as far as viewership went. But at the end of the day, if my show can help reach an audience of 10 or less, then those people are tuning in for an escape. And through different battles of mental health, I know how important an occasional escape can be. So both because this show is fun for me to do, and because I feel dedicated to entertaining the people, my goal is to keep this show going strong. Would I love to get some more sponsors? Of course. That part does require some help from you guys. Feel free to share the show with your friends and family, and maybe we can grow together in that regard. Until then, I'm going to continue pumping out a variety of shows week after week. Just pointing out there, you guys can also hit the support link in the description section of this episode. I do have other passions, though. One you guys are well aware of is my passion for professional wrestling and mixed martial arts. After getting the taste of announcing for a live show, I'm excited at any potential opportunities of continuing my work. And let me tell you guys, if I do get the call, you will all be made well aware of my future exploits. Right now, I'm recording this back in December. This is going to come out in January. But there's some high hopes that we could see that as long as cases go down eventually, we could be looking at some live shows in spring. Maybe? That's a hard maybe. Don't quote me on it. Now, one that passion that might be a bit more of a shock to you guys is writing. I used to love to write. I would write my own superhero stories. I would work through my depression and teenage angst of short stories and poems. I'd write my scripts for theater, and I fantasy book storylines for wrestling. I'm happy to say I'm currently working on a couple of projects. Children's short stories, starring some creatures I've created myself, and a more adult series, which takes looks at the different kinds of relationships out there that aren't as widely accepted, such as swingers, casual dating, as well as exploring different gender identities that aren't given as big a spotlight as the heteronormative. These are stories that are far from the publishing stage, but I hope that given enough hard work, I might be able to publish one of them before the end of 2022. In regards to my writing passions, I've also occasionally looked at the idea of getting a further education. Back in 2014, after graduating high school, I had enlisted at a community college to pursue a creative writing degree. After one full semester of disappointment, where I realized that despite wanting to focus on writing, I would first have to suffer through classes full of topics I had zero interest in, and then learned that even if I pursued the degree, I would have to transfer to another school, as the college I was attending was dropping the program. Faced with all of this, I had lost hope and ambition. This past year, though, I constantly found myself looking into online programs. Full Sail University has a wonderful program that runs year-round to give you an accelerated track to the desired degree. And, with the exception of a few classes, you'll be working on learning what you're passionate about. It's almost like a trade school for the creative and entertainment medium. If I did have the income to pursue it, I'd be looking at participating in their creative writing program and possibly looking to get a certificate in marketing. It's all super exciting for me to think about, but it's not quite a realistic goal for me to start this year. Still, one can dream. As far as goals that pertain to my personal growth, I'm actually a 25-year-old man who still does not have a license. I took some big strides in tackling that last year, but unfortunately failed my first attempt. So while I'll be riding the e-scooter for the first half of the year, and beyond because it's both really fun, less anxiety-inducing, and better for the environment. Seriously guys, look into getting an e-scooter, it's pretty dope. I will be aiming to finally pass that test and get a car so I won't have to constantly rely on my parents, my partner, and more recently my sister for rides everywhere. As everyone knows, I definitely want to get a house, but realistically, given the current economy, that's not looking all too promising. So, sometimes to help yourself reach a goal, you have to create smaller goals that act as stepping stones. I'm confident in saying that between my sudden lack of rent and growth and career path, my account has grown, so a goal would be to get said account up to 5 digits, an area where I could then conceivably put a down payment for a mortgage or even a car loan, or put it towards that further education I had mentioned earlier. Money may not buy happiness, but it certainly buys opportunity. Another stepping stone would be to build credit, so despite all the kids' show television specials on the danger of credit cards, I finally swallowed my pride and got one. Now I have to find a way to spend money that I don't have in a smart way, if that makes sense. As far as my personal health, I am still trying to get into a more athletic shape, which my GI issues have been making even more difficult to do. Given my light frame, I'm struggling to get above 145 pounds. My goal is to get between 156 and 170. That would be what the UFC would consider welterweight range. It's been difficult, as in my area, there's not really a good nutritionist, but between counting calories and trying to take something as small as 20 minutes out of my day to work out, I'm slowly but surely getting there. I've been getting more into travel, and there's a couple of things I want to do as I continue the year. I would love to visit New Orleans, Louisiana, a town for the arts where music and acting can thrive. It's also constantly in the top 10 for most rainy parts of America. I do love to stand in the warmth of raindrops on a sunny day, or even splashing in an illuminated walkway. It's for simple things. I also want to travel to see a buffalo in person. I've been trying to get more in touch with myself spiritually, and I had discovered that my spirit animal is a buffalo. I would love to see one and to get more in touch with my spirit of strength and contributive spirit. All right, guys, this is going to be the first ever Casually Filthy to feature a sponsor. As I said earlier, we are trying to grow the podcast, so every little bit counts. So when I come back from the sponsor, we're going to get into the nitty-gritty, and we're going to be talking relationships. So stay tuned, and huge shout-out to our sponsor, Anchor. All right, thanks again to our sponsor, and now we are going into the nitty-gritty of Casually Filthy, relationships. There were a few goals I had wanted to reach throughout the last year, but in doing so, I've been reminded that as human beings, we are constantly evolving and changing as people. I have attempted to seek out a date with someone I care about, someone other than my primary. And yes, as far as polyamory goes, I do practice in primaries and hierarchical relationships. While I may love more than one person, I still have a traditionalist view of marriage and family. I'm not saying I'm against other people following their own beliefs, I just only see myself marrying one person. That said, I did seek out another woman, and instead of being left on read, I was left on delivered. Yeah, pretty embarrassing. Well, I can be honest about it. As much as my character Clark Dion may be a ladies man, I am not exactly everyone's cup of tea. And that's okay. Meanwhile, my partner can tend to get quite a bit of attention, although she herself humbly won't admit to it. Sometimes I'd even find myself with pangs of jealousy, both of the attention she gives and the attention she receives. Yes, that's right. I, a polyamorous man, am capable of feeling jealous. Contrary to any rumors you may have heard, polyamorous people are capable of being jealous, and of letting said jealousy consume them. Does that mean they should be monogamous? Honestly? Sometimes the answer is yes. Though I know that not to be true for myself, it can take a lot of self-reflection, introspection, and honesty to be able to look at yourself and see if these are feelings you can work through with your partner or not. Something that helps me is letting my partner know that sometimes I need reassurance. And though it can make me feel needy sometimes, it really does help to hear her tell me that she still loves me, and that she's still happy to be with me. So my advice to everyone, regardless of if you are poly or mono, is to take the time to reflect on your own feelings and have an open and honest conversation with your partner. Even if you don't think anything is wrong, take the time to check in with them. Maybe they're struggling with feelings and just don't believe you care enough to hear it. Always remember to keep an open mind when it comes to stuff like this, and it can help you as a person and your relationship as a whole. And as for my own personal goal, I want to be better. I always want to be a better man. I want to be able to provide for my partners, or partners if it ever comes to pass. I want to be emotionally and physically available. In order to do that, I have to keep having those honest conversations. I have to keep checking in with myself in all aspects of my life. So my 10th goal, the one that is both not completely attainable, but also always within reach, is to be a better man. For both myself and the ones I love. Well, guys, this has been my Casually Filthy introspection. If all goes as planned, maybe I'll turn the mic on the next time I check in with myself. Let you guys in on all the goings-on that I'm dealing with. Until next time, though. Next week, who knows, we might have a Serena Horror Hotel. During winter break, we've been tackling a few games, so might be a horror hotel, might be a gaming gab, who knows? But I'm hoping to have Cicely on the show again before she leaves, before winter break is over. I'm also going to be taking on a couple more nerdy things. I got a gaming gab of my own that I'm hoping to round out the month of January with. I also want to bring back comic chatter. I've got some good feedback on our Spider-Man episode. You guys can check that out in the archives. There's no spoilers for No Way Home because I didn't see No Way Home before I recorded it. It's just covering the legacy of Spider-Man in film, and I was pretty proud of that one. But hey, until then, we got a lot happening. Oh, another big thing. Who knows? I might record a grappling with Rey and have Sicily join because I don't know if it's happening. We're in the planning stage right now. We are hoping to go see Limitless Wrestling up in Maine for the very first time. That's going to be January 22nd. It's an event called Cutting Loose. At this time, they've confirmed Bear Country is going to be there. They confirmed Alec Price is going to be there. Dirty Dango is going to be there. And what really kind of took her in was that she would get to see a dog collar match for the first time ever. So we're really looking forward to that. So who knows? After a little bit of travel up north, we might actually have a Grappling with Rey episode. I'm not sure how I'm going to fit into the current lineup. I might have to move some things around. What do you guys think? You guys want me to try and fit it into the normal Tuesday time slot, or would you like to hear a special bonus episode to cover our time with Limitless Wrestling? Either way, much love to everyone, and please enjoy the rest of your week.